You're listening to SBS News.
Despite the rise in the number of daily new COVID-19 infections across Germany, this year's IFA Electronics trade show went ahead at the beginning of September with 80 companies exhibiting. Organisers were confident a range of new measures and limited visitor numbers would keep attendees safe. The show is a chance for companies to showcase their latest gadgets and the newest technology, such as Qualcomm lauding the benefits of 5G mobile technology.
You'll see our leadership wherever 5G is creating new ways of remote learning. And wherever 5G is helping to make driving safer by connecting cars to the road, traffic lights, and everything else.
Qualcomm President Cristiano Amon says the firm hopes to make 5G the new normal. With the coronavirus at the forefront of many attendees' minds, South Korean electronics firm LG debuted an array of virus-fighting technology, including a battery-powered face mask that doubles as an air purifier. The company's president, IP Park, appeared as a hologram, explaining that for many people, traditional fabric masks were stuffy and made it difficult to breathe.
Which is why we set out to apply our decades of expertise making great air purifiers to this alternative, LG PureCare mask. It's got a very light, very quiet fan to assist your breathing. A breathing sensor that changes fan operation when you inhale and also exhale.
China's controversial tech giant Huawei showed a new range of gadgets under its sub-brand of Honor. Their star of the show was the new Honor Watch GS Pro, billed as the first rugged smartwatch aimed at urban adventurists.
It still doesn't matter to you. I'm finding out the hard way, but what can I do?
The glitzy promotional video shows the watch tracking a cyclist's progress in pouring rain and an executive using it while making a major presentation. But there were a couple of big names missing from the trade show. Neither Sony nor Samsung were present. But Andrea Napori, the technology writer for the Italian newspaper La Stampa, says that wasn't entirely a bad thing.
The fact that Samsung didn't show up and left a huge void at the CityCube Berlin, where it used to have one of the biggest stands ever, was in the end maybe a good thing for the little startups and the little innovators that were able to show their products. There are some interesting things, nothing that could really be the final breakthrough, but it definitely made sense for these little startups to show up and show us, journalists and media and people that might be interested in their innovation, what they were up to.
That includes South Korean company The Little Cat, which was in Berlin to show its fitness wheel for cats. The wheel is controlled by an app. Cats spot an LED light at the front of the wheel, but when they start chasing it, the wheel starts spinning and they get their daily exercise.
So the most exciting tech I've seen at IFA has to be the cat wheel. I mean, it's $1,200, it's a little too expensive and a little big for my apartment, but it's something that I wish I could own.
That's Nicole Scott, the editor of Mobile Geek's technology website. But if she couldn't fit the cat fitness wheel into her apartment, there would almost certainly be room for a Heatle.
It's still boiling.
Second round.
The Berlin-based startup Heatle showed a rod that heats liquids using induction technology. You simply put a glass of water or milk on the induction top and then put the rod in the glass, and within a few seconds the liquid starts boiling. Nicole Scott again.
Heatle was a pretty interesting product because you kind of put a metal device into your cup and it boils the exact amount of water that you need. And since we are in Germany, it was nice to see one of those stereotypical efficient products.
Lana Lutz is Heatle's head of communications.
With this device, you can heat any kind of liquid, any temperature, in any vessel. So what you do is you take your glass, you select the mold, for example 100 degrees, and then you put in the rod and it starts heating.
Since the start of the coronavirus pandemic, a lot of people have found themselves working from home and therefore missing out on social contact and informal chats with colleagues. Danish robotics company Gobi thinks its Wi-Fi controlled robots, with a screen showing the person controlling the robot, could help restore that. And if you miss all the fun of the fair, Nuremberg-based Spree Interactive has developed a virtual reality headset that can be fitted to Dodgem cars to create a whole new funfair experience. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language and using whatever tech suits you at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Alan Lee, SBS News.